This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When you're charged with manslaughter, does it matter that the person who died was a Jehovah's Witness who refused a blood transfusion that would have saved his life? This case got started when the car Tom and his mother were driving in became disabled. Tom got out to push the car, and along came Darwin, who was driving drunk, and plowed into Tom. Despite life-threatening injuries, Tom remained conscious and told police he was a Jehovah's Witness and didn't want a blood transfusion. Doctors later testified that Tom would have had a 90% chance of survival if he'd accepted the transfusion. Darwin was charged with manslaughter, but claimed he didn't cause Tom's death because Tom probably wouldn't have died if he'd accepted the transfusion. But the court rejected that argument, stating a defendant cannot escape the penalty for an act that produced death, even though death might have been averted. And the fact that other causes intervene does not relieve the wrongdoer from responsibility. So you take your victim as you find him, and if you're unlucky enough to run into a Jehovah's Witness who dies from his injuries, he may still bear witness against you. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.